Hello and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 18. News and updates. Well, I'm delighted to share with you that my second White Star Temple book is finally available. A couple of weeks ago, I uploaded the digital version of this book onto my website, which is www.melchizedekuniversity.com. If you go to the front page, you'll find a link, and it's available at a special discounted price for a limited time. I'm also delighted to announce that the print version of this book is actually in process. So it is at the printers, even as I speak, and in a couple of weeks I'll have the first batch available of the print copies. Both books are 178 pages, and I must say it is a great read. It took me the better part of 10 months to put it together, so it's been quite some time. Not as long as the first book, which took me 2 years. But it is a great read. I can't impress upon you enough how expansive these teachings are from the Ascended Masters. And I'd like to just give you an example of some of the topics that they cover in this second temple book. For example, we see that Sanat Kumara talks about love and wisdom and says that they are one and the same. Melchizedek talks about the importance of coming into our equality with God and how important this is so that we may fully experience our true intimacy with God. Also, beautiful Mary does give us an insight into the nature of what a blessing is and what it means to give a blessing. We also hear from the Archangel Kiriel. Now, Kiriel is an angel that is specifically associated with the White Star Temple. And in quite a long lecture, he invites us to come into our ministry here on earth, that is to say, our spiritual outreach to others, and he goes into it in quite detail. That which I am, which is the consciousness of consciousness, gives an excellent lecture on the Alpha Omega and the nature of finite eternity, which on the surface of things appears to be a paradox. But actually, once you read this lecture, it isn't a paradox at all and makes a lot of sense. We also have Kuan Yin, who talks about heaven and beauty and what these two qualities mean for us and how the ability to perceive beauty brings us recognition of God. It may seem like a simple concept, but the way that she talks about it is actually very, very beautiful. There's so many lectures here. There's over 60, at least close to 70 lectures in this particular book. There's a series of lectures that covers consciousness, such as simultaneous consciousness and fusion consciousness and cosmic consciousness. And they're a great read because we just go along feeling and expecting that consciousness is just the one thing. But in actual fact, there's so many layers to consciousness, and that you can actually merge consciousness and become a group consciousness if you wish this to be so. I see that Serapis Bay goes into detail about the mandala realm, that is a dimension where sacred geometry, symbols and mandalas are expressed in their purity. It's a realm where these things come into manifestation for a particular purpose. We also find that Akhenaten speaks on the intimacy of creation, and this is one of my more favourite lectures. It's simple, a very simple idea, but actually quite amazingly comforting. And the idea that he proposes is, of course, that as we have all of eternity within which to exist, every being within creation has come into intimacy with every other being in creation. Because we have all of eternity to actually come to know each other. And we might presume that there are an infinite number of souls in existence, and we understand and know them all. And we are understood, and that's a comforting feeling also. There's also a run of lectures that looks at portals, such as the heart portal, the soul's portal, and also the soul's power, which might be quite surprising to each of us. There's a much more in-depth understanding of the temple that threads its way through this book as well. It's not simply just a destination that we go to in meditation. It's so much more than this. And it has a great destiny for humanity. And this book goes into expansive detail on this. And in fact, the temple itself brings its consciousness forward and speaks. In the last chapter, of which there are five, we see that Akhenaten again steps forward and talks about the infinite self. Sananda talks about song, that is to say that the idea that divinity has sung us into existence, and I'm not speaking literally, of course, it's a spiritual concept, but we were sung into existence and have a particular song that is ours, and divinity sings to us still to keep us in existence. There's so much more. Two of my most favourite lectures actually close this book, again from Akhenaten, who seems to figure quite prominently, and it's the imprint of self, which I'm sure I have shared in this podcast. The idea that in this dimension, in a physical dimension, we actually leave an energetic imprint of our souls, that every time we wish to come into this dimension again, we can connect with. But even more so, if we don't wish to come into physicality again, we can still connect to the imprint of ourselves here without being in physical form. And we can also update it. And lastly, of course, is Mary speaking about our body of light, that every instance and every moment of love is a particle in our light body, so that the more, of course, we come into love, not only here in the physical, but in all dimensions of experience, the more radiant, the more beautiful our light body becomes. So there's much to explore, and I know I'm biased, but I do really highly recommend that you explore this book. And if you want the full story of the White Star Temple and its teachings from the Ascended Masters, then get the first book as well. It's always available in print, but it's available as a digital download as well. And for a limited period of time, it's available by donation, so you can pay as little as you want for it or as much as you want for it. So thank you in advance for your consideration. And hopefully, if there's enough of you who have purchased this second temple book in any shape or form, we can create an online book club. I'd really, really would enjoy that. I do a book club in my own home with these books. It's a lovely experience, and you do get so much more from the wisdom from the masters. And don't forget too that every single lecture in these books also has its original corresponding audio meditation from which these particular lectures are transcribed and then edited. So I guess that's my big news. Those of you who are long-term listeners will know that this has actually been a long time coming, and I'm really pleased it's finally here, and I'm very pleased that it's here in, of course, this magical year of 2012. Well, I'm happy as ever to share your feedback. And firstly, we're going to hear from Kathleen, who says, "Dear Soltec, I received your book today. Thank you so much. It is beautiful, and I love the way you have done a summary after each channeling. Thank you so much for putting all this material together. Many blessings, Kathleen." Well, thanks, Kathleen. I do appreciate that feedback. Obviously, that's with the first temple book. Next is Carolyn, whom I'm sure we heard recently from, but this is an earlier message from her. And she says, "Hello, Soltec. I have been reading your website with much interest and am absolutely so delighted that I have found them. You have worked so hard to create a truly interesting site, and I would like to thank you for sharing this wisdom so generously. Much love to you, Carolyn." Well, thank you, Carolyn. You know, I really enjoy getting feedback about my websites. I have put a lot of effort into them. And in actual fact, my earlier career in life was as a graphic designer. So it is a great joy for me to be able to create things visually. And I'm hoping in future to finally get up and running the whitestartemple.com website, which I have registered for quite a number of years now, but haven't had the opportunity or the time to actually put it together. It will be distinct from my MelchizedekUniversity.com site. But I'll keep you posted when that may finally be available. And if anyone out there is actually an experienced web designer or web programmer and you would like to be in service, please do get in touch, because I need all the help that I can get to really move these teachings forward. Well, if you'd like to send me feedback or just simply get in touch, please do so. MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedekEK. I'd like to share something with you now. I think a couple of episodes ago, you heard from a good friend of mine, Susanna Light. And in fact, Susanna has been a volunteer with me for almost a decade now. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. She also helped me with the White Star Temple book too. Anyway, she has been a part of the White Star Temple since its beginning. And recently, she shared with a temple group of mine an experience and encounter that she had with the Ascended Master Akhenaten within the White Star Temple. So I took the opportunity to record what she was sharing with us. So now I'd like to also share this with you, because it's quite a universal and uplifting message for humanity.
I invoked the temple, which I do just before dropping off to sleep every night. And it was like, I just got there and I didn't even have time to sit down and get comfortable. And it was like Akhenaten's voice came over the PA system. So it was, and usually when I've channeled before, I've heard in my own voice, but on occasions I've heard different voices. And this was a rich male voice, quite formal, no accent, that would be really at home in the theatre. It was in my head, it felt very loud, but it was really exciting, and it was very brief, and even briefer now because, of course, I was trying to drift off to sleep, so I didn't get up and write it down immediately. And me being me, I didn't write it down soon after, and so a lot of it has gone. But it started with, I come forth to tell of the imminent changes upon your world. And because it was so loud and immediate, I kind of had a little panic attack and thought, you know, the 2012 stuff. And so it waited for me to calm down. And he said, these changes do not come through fear or suffering. And he was very adamant about that. He said, but they come through promise and hope. He didn't go into detail, but he said it would result in a mass uplifting of spirit and a re-emergence of spiritual practice and of bringing light, mass light, to consciousness. So it felt like a really overwhelming thing, but he did say it was imminent, and yes, it fits in with all of these other things. But I felt, because it was so unexpected, I usually go there and it's just healing or something light and fluffy. This was really booming in my face, unexpected. I hadn't been dwelling on anything. It was completely out of left field. Yeah, he was really insistent that I knew, that I got the message that it wasn't about fear and suffering and upheaval, so not to be in fear of that.
I'd like to share with you a lecture from my new book, and it's from the Cosmic Buddha, who is the oversoul of all Buddhas in existence, and I've called it Eternity of God. He says, "Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, the Cosmic Buddha, who journeys to your consciousness. Come into my embrace, as I am with you but a short time by your measurement. I sponsor you into a higher elevation and gather you to me. Buoyancy comes, for consciousness is light and in perpetual upliftment. We are in movement as we spiral toward the oneness of ourselves. It is so familiar and tangible. When we do not focus our consciousness, we come into an astonishing, welcoming, intimate liberation. Then we see clearly how it is that we move and what it is we move toward. We perceive without any form of attachment. Come into the resonance of this. It is the movement which confirms divinity and is divine in origin. When we release and remove ourselves from exploration, releasing the idea of separation and even delineation between dimensions, we emerge. There is no other word. We emerge. This is where bliss dwells. For the movement of divine consciousness, within which the idea of us is held, is simply too exquisite for words. In many ways, we may say that bliss is the mind of God becoming ours. Even more so, we may say that bliss is the ceaseless recognition of this movement toward divine fulfillment. Do you know that to know your God is to enter into that which is perpetual? For the more that you draw near to divinity, the more divinity reveals of itself, and we draw nearer again and again. There is no end to that which is the beginning of all. To know God is to exist for eternity. For the divine is limitless, has no containment, and all forms of measurement are fruitless. Our astonishing gift is to journey into the borderless dimension of God. So then, the gift is that through this movement, which you call expansion, we shall always have more of all that is divine, more love, illumination, and bliss. For we may never say we know the completeness of God, as no such thing exists, and some ideas simply never end. I am the Cosmic Buddha. I am the vibration of illumination, and I have the smallest understanding compared to that which is perpetual. Come into this experience and movement. Divinity is expansive, so then we expand. This is why each and every soul, in each and every realm, continues its perfection, and why it is that it just is. These words are enough, and when you hear them once more, new layers of understanding shall be revealed. I am the Cosmic Buddha. Embrace your temple, Adonai. Well, I hope you enjoyed that lecture. Every time I read it, and I have read it many, many times, it gives me a profound sense of wonder, I guess. I really love it, and I hope that you enjoyed it too. And I must say that the original recording of this particular meditation is very expansive, remembering that when the ascended masters speak, it's not simply the words that they're bringing through. There's a whole download of energy that comes with the words. It's kind of embedded into the voice. Well, if you'd like to explore the actual original recordings, please do get in touch with me or journey to my website you'll find that the first 10 audio sets are available, 5 of which are available as downloads. All the rest are available at this point in time as CDs, but as time goes on, I will make all 10 sets available as downloads. And there's so many more recordings. So if you want a specific meditation that you come across in written form, get in touch with me because I will have the audio recording and I can make it available to you. You can contact me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. Well, it's time to draw this episode of the podcast to a close. But firstly, I'd like to thank Corey for kindly producing this episode, stitching it together. He does a marvellous job. He's a musician, but also a wonderful artist. And you can find out more about his work by going to Facebook and looking up Corey's art. And Corey is spelled C-O-R-E-Y. As always, I'm delighted to share with you a meditation from within the White Star Temple, as given to us by the Ascended Masters. I encourage you, of course, to listen to this recording while in a meditative state of mind, and in that way you receive more fully the energies that come with this recording. And for this episode, I've chosen a very beautiful, more like an experiential meditation from Melchizedek, which I've called Ocean of Time. It does feature in my new second book. I hope you enjoy it. It's actually really, really lovely, and I welcome your feedback on it. So until next time, do enjoy all that I have to offer and take care. I'm Soltech. All the best and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Melchizedek, who joins you once more within the radiance of your beautiful temple. Come into your higher perception. Come into your magnificence. Come into the joy that is yours. And the love that bears your name. Bring this to your awareness. You come into a marvelous still point of self, a perfect equilibrium, where your wondrous consciousness comes into focus. Where remembrance returns, and the horizon of you gently expands. You sense that that there is community about you. As many ones in spirit form a halo, as it were, about this gathering. A circle of radiance, a shimmering light of consciousness, all in equilibrium, all in focus. The strength of this astonishes us as we feel our own consciousness pulled toward this unity, this purpose of vision, let us say. With those in spirit, join in ways truly transcendent and truly intimate. As the pulse of life moves amongst us, it is tangible. We sense the life in each other, that which we understand to be the breath, and more than this, come into this experience for you yourself. Are part of this exchange. Where the rhythm of your heartbeat in spirit becomes part of this energy, part of the movement, part of the equilibrium, and part of this focus. Sense this pulsation, the life of each other, make this your focus at this time. And the more that you begin to focus, then so it is that the pulsation of life begins to reveal itself from all corners of creation. For once you are attuned, then so it is that creation may be felt and experienced in this manner. As if every being in spirit were a heartbeat that you feel perhaps seemingly distant. Perhaps truly present. Nonetheless, it is tangible. The life pulse of every soul. One continuum. One circle of life. Breathe with this. Come into its rhythm. You understand the movement is with you. We do not require direct experience of every soul in existence. For we know their heartbeat is with us. And that we ourselves are a pulsation that creation receives. As if divinity were sending out signals, so to speak, through each and every one of us. Knowing that our song brings into creation a far greater story of ourselves. Come into the warmth of this. Come into the peace of this and the inexhaustible comfort of feeling connected. Always. Those in spirit who join us this day, whom form a ring about us of light, we choose now to experience them through their movement, through that which we receive from the life that they are. How we answer this in kind without thought, without effort, We simply are this pulsation. And we are recognizable. There is unison to this, for there is not one spiritual heartbeat out of step. Feel. Feel and be delighted. The heartbeat of others echoing across space and time, dimensions. The underlying pulse. The voice of creation. It is mesmerizing. For when we bring our focus to it, then we come into remembrance. When we bring our focus to it, we remember. We once were whole. Indivisible, singular, you come into a plateau, so to speak, of perfect resonance, of perfect harmonic. And it is exhilarating. For in this place of perfect resonance and harmonic, you come into the energy, though this is not an accurate term, you are energized. As if the underlying force of creation were buzzing about you like a hum of electricity. That which is perhaps ordinarily within the background of existence, until focus is upon it, come into this experience we see about us a vast ocean of energy. We begin to immerse ourselves deeply . We dive beneath the surface, so to speak. We pass through this energy vibration and fall deeply . We feel this ocean. We know that somewhere we are contained within it, for it is familiar. But this viewpoint is not. For we perceive now all about us one of the most astonishing and unique manifestations in all of creation. For we journey now into the ocean of time. We sense it as a living ocean. We sense the tide of time as it ebbs and flows. We feel this movement, how the currents move us. And we see that the surface of this ocean is absolutely beautiful in its iridescence. We see how the breath of God shimmers across its surface and ripples form. And we understand that moments in time are a consequence of this. And like an ocean, it has its pull as the tide of time moves unceasingly. Toward divine expansion. Feel. Rest upon this ocean. Far below, the currents are greater and more keenly felt. As life exists within it, in your dimension, where the slightest of ripples brings profound momentum to your journey. But here upon the surface, we are perfectly content. And we sense the breath lapping against us through these waters of time. There is great comfort to this, and reassurance, for we understand the tide leads us outward toward that which we desire, the homecoming that we seek. Feel, for this is your life in time, experienced through higher perception. Feel the motion. How there is a rhythm. You become aware. That new momentums begin to form. And waves of time, so to speak, gently beach against that which is you in physicality. You understand the perfection of this. And the certainty. That the ocean leads you somewhere. We fall deeply once more. And find ourselves within the embrace of this light. Of those who are with us. And the temple of your creation. You are at one with time and space. And I am Melchizedek Adonai.